It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We welcome you to the United Wireless Arena here at Dodge City, America. It's the best place to be in March if you're Jake and Buzz, and that's who we are. Back in the studio is Kurt Kilman. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory here, powered by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Good early evening to you. We are so glad that you are joining us. We've got a treat for you here tonight as it's the fourth-seeded Centralia Panthers taking on the top seed, number one ranked in the state, Little River Redskins, here tonight in the state semifinal round on the girls' side, Class 1A, Division 1. It's a rematch from last year's title tilt when Centralia upended Little River 50-43 to claim the state championship game. The last time these two teams met prior to that, 2024, when Little River played Centralia in this very round and defeated the Centralia Panthers, knocking them into the third place match, which they won 2 years ago. It's a lot of on the line between these two teams. Two teams very familiar with each other. Head coach Cy Rawls from Little River and head coach Dusty Thompson from Centralia. We talked with Coach Thompson momentarily earlier here this afternoon. We'll get you to that interview right now as we are continuing on with our pregame coverage here of Centralia, Little River, Class 1A Division 1 Girls Semifinals here in Dodge City, America. We're glad you're with us. Stick with us. Coach Thompson's interview up after this timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, what's going on, Kansland? It's Jake once again. Hey, we are in our pregame show right now. Get ready to tip it off with Centralia and Little River, Class 1A Division 1 Girls State Semifinal. Hanging out with head coach Dusty Thompson of the Panthers. Coach, briefly, we'll talk about Wednesday. What a second half from your guys' squad against Quinter. Down by four at the half, but you guys never panicked, and you really ramped up that pressure in the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, they did. You know, and credit to them. That's what they wanted to do. You know, at halftime, we talked, told you that the other day, and they were good with it and really got after it. And, you know, and sometimes we need that, I think. You know, it's just biding the time and getting them to understand that sometimes wearing them out a little bit with just your defense puts you in a better position to press a little later on. And yeah, we weren't real worried about where we were at halftime. Just make some adjustments.
Yeah, no doubt. Adjustments you guys made, then you guys had a chance now at Dodge City once again. You know, Centralia has been a staple out here in Dodge, western part of the state, Colby, doesn't matter. But tell me about this matchup here. Little River, third time in 3 years. You guys have split the last couple seasons. Last year, you guys get that victory in the state title. A couple years ago, in this very round, Little River upends you guys. Tell me a little bit about the mindset of these girls right now for your squad heading into this game.
Oh, I think, you know, we've talked all week about, you know, getting to this opportunity, giving yourself a chance to get here, and then realizing that it don't matter what five girls they put on the floor in different stages of the season, you've seen that person. You know, they've seen Sevi Wirtz. They've seen the Haney girl from Silver Lake, Ava Smith from Valley. You know, maybe not five at a time, but you've had to guard that all season long with our schedule. And so it doesn't matter what five they put out there. Just buy into the fact that you've had an opportunity to match up and do something with that.
We talked on Wednesday in our pregame interview about the experience of this squad at the state tournament level. How about the experience of this squad against this very specific team in Little River? This is a matchup where there's size and there's both sides. Both teams have really good guard play. What's the X factor in this game, do you think?
I think the X factor is who doesn't turn the ball over. You know, we showed Wednesday, they showed all season. You know, you turn the ball over, you give somebody a chance at some easy layups, and all of a sudden you're down 6 points in a game where little things like that make a huge difference. So hopefully we can limit the turnovers today and keep them off the boards, and we'll see what we do with you by the end of the game.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. As always, good luck today.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, Head Coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. We're going to send it now as you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. We got another timeout. Tip-off coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA. Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lambert's Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student-athletes. Good luck at state.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Let's go Panthers! The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Panzaland Radio.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, it's Jake and Boz with you. Kurt Gilman back in the studios. Class 1A, Division 1, Girls State Semifinal. You really cannot ask for more than what we're about to take in here at the United Wireless Arena. Again, I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell. Boz, I'm going to bring you on here to the broadcast now. What a matchup we've got. Little River, the top seed, the team that lost to the Centralia Panthers, team a season ago in the state title. Revenge has been on their mind for over 364 days. They're ready to rock and roll tonight against the Panthers team that say, listen, we understand. Everybody in the entire state says you're better than us. We're ready to prove it tonight that you're not.
Yeah, as much as people like to talk about the fact that coaches don't look ahead and players don't look ahead on their schedule, I can promise you Little River had a bad taste in their mouth after losing the state championship game last year to Centralia. I know the coach, Cy Rolfe. I've talked to him. They walked out of this gym dejected last year. They thought this was their, or that was their opportunity. I know he's been looking forward to this matchup. The only difference is this is a semifinal, not a state title matchup.
Same area from 2 years ago when this Centralia Panther team fell to this Little River team in the semifinals. Centralia went on to win that next game. Little River, they lost that next game in the state title to TVL foe Frankfurt in that state championship game. Boz and I are on the call for that one as well. This is 3 years in a row, Boz, where we've had Little River taking on a Twin Valley League rival here in Dodge City. And every year, the last 2 years anyway, they came up short. Why?
Yeah, I just think that the league, the TVL, prepares you so well. The competition in that league, it's really, really good. And you make it through the season with a 22-3 record for Centralia. You are prepared for this moment.
This is a big-time moment. How about the Centralia Panthers, huh? Shall we talk about them a little bit? 23-3 on the season now. This is a team that has been dominant as of late. This is a team that has now won seven consecutive games, including the win in comeback fashion against Quinter on Wednesday night in the state quarterfinal round. That was, as mentioned, a comeback effort because they were down by four at the half. They ended up winning that game 53-39, forcing 16 turnovers in the second half, including 13 steals in that second half. Little River, they took care of Central Plains with ease on Wednesday night as well, setting up this matchup. This is the Little River team, the only losses this season, Boz. Number 8 ranked team in Class 6A, Wichita East, 61-55. Lost to number 2 ranked team in 3A, Halstead, 52-48. Both those teams state qualifiers. How about the three losses for the Centralia Panthers this season? They lost to Silver Lake, Lynn, and Valley Heights. Oh, by the way, all three of those teams state qualifiers as well. So the five losses combined between these two teams, all to state qualifiers. There's a reason why they're in the semifinal matchup here today, and this is why this is probably one of, if not the, most anticipated matchups across the state, all classifications here on Friday.
Yeah, it's just an incredible matchup with two teams that are very similar. Both have size, both have really good guard play. Let's talk about Little River for a second. They're averaging 65 points a game, and here's what's crazy to me. Defensively, they're only allowing 28 points per game. Little River likes to pressure you. They like to turn you over and get out in transition. A really, really stingy defense that Little River plays with. Now, Centralia, though, they've got good guards. I think they can handle that pressure from Little River. So this is just going to be a matter, I think, of who can shoot the ball well. We saw Centralia struggle in the first round in Salina. They could not draw iron in the first half.
Yeah.
Kind of got it together in the second half, but I think the team that executes offensively, gets some good, clean looks at the basket, is going to have success in this game.
Coach Thompson mentioned in our pregame interview, turnovers. Whoever wins the turnover battle, he thinks that's how important taking care of the basketball is in this matchup. Let's get your starters. Now this broadcast is being presented by Rainbow Communications here on this Friday. Starting lineups from the visitors, as we always do it. A 5'7" junior, 11 points, 4 rebounds per game. It's Hayden Kramer wearing number 0, a 5'7" senior. Having 3 points, 3 rebounds a game. It's Cora Thompson. She wears number 20. Keelan Rempe, a 5'6" junior, 6 points per contest, wears number 23. And then it's the Twin Towers down low, 6 foot each way, juniors either way, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Number 41 is Fava Gibbs, and Josie Haberkamp wears 42. So again for the Panthers, Kramer, Thompson, Rempe, Gibbs, and Haberkamp. For the Redskins, again coached by Cy Rawls, it'll be at guard, 5'4" senior, Adelin Strecker wearing number 2. Zaylin Raleigh, a 5'9" junior, averaging 6 points a game, wears number 3. Avery Lafferty, 5'11" junior, 10 points per game, wears number 11. Havana Olander, 5'8" senior, 10 points per game, wears number 15. And then the girl we'll talk about a lot from Little River, Erica Feldman, a 6'1" senior, 19 points a game, wearing number 24. Against Strecker, Raleigh, Lafferty, Olander, and Feldman. Very senior-led team by Little River, as on their state roster this season, Boz, they have five seniors. Centralia, just the one in the starting lineup. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Little River, you talked about their size, 5'11", Avery Lafferty. She's a bigger body inside. She does a nice job of sealing in the post and making an entry pass easy for her. Then once she catches, does a nice job of making a post move, get to the rim. But the other one, you mentioned Erica Feldman, 6'1", senior, 19 points a game. She does it all. Fans are ready, officials are ready, and we're ready. Here's the jump, and it's controlled by Little River. In the home white uniforms with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in red, they move left to right across your dial. Here's Feldman trying to go baseline, guarded by Tava Gibbs. Now top of the key, Raleigh kicks it left corner. This is Olander. Now top of the key, Strecker, they'll reset offense. Man-to-man defense to begin this contest for Centralia. Feldman, left lane line drive, over Gibbs. Wild shot, missed badly. Rebound underneath the basket. Here's Tava. Great defensive effort and clearing the rebound. Here comes Centralia, controlled by Hayden Kramer. The key in this game is going to be Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. Can they contest at the rim without fouling? That time they did a great job. Here's Gibbs, kicked to left wing, deep two from Thompson. How about Shakora from 18 feet, the first basket of the game for the Panthers. Yeah, great job. Not a whole lot of offense in that possession, but a dribble drive, a paint touch. We talk about that a lot, and a nice kick out 15-footer. Just 3 points a game on average for Cora. She's got the first two here in the state semis. Here's Lafferty, gives it off left wing to Raleigh. Strecker hits the deck, no whistle in the lane. Floater off the window, no, but there's Lafferty, a rebound. Putback, still no. Rebound ripped down by Haverkamp for the Panthers. Now Gibbs, she'll control the point here for Centralia. Another good job contesting at the rim. Lafferty had a clean look at the basket, but David Gibbs just came up and kind of spooked her from behind a little bit. Aiden Kramer controls the offense between the circles. Centralia moving left to right to left. Here's Kramer. Drives into the lane, kicks it out, Rempe. Dribbles it between the rings. We'll reset offense here with Kramer. Driving down the right lane line. Kick out. Rempe. Head fakes on a right corner three. Dribbles into the lane. She's cut off. Needs some help. Ball deflected. Picked up. Here come the Redskins. Olander with the steal. Right in front of Josie Haverkamp. Her shot missed. And then Lafferty with the rebound. Offensive putback. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Two offensive rebounds early in this game for Lafferty, and that's going to be big. What's happening right now, Tava Gibbs or Josie Haverkamp, they go for the initial block shot. Nobody's on the backside to get that rebound. Lafferty, great free throw shooter for Little River. First one spins out of there. A lot of times you'll see Lafferty cleaning up the glass for Little River, able to get to the free throw line with those and one opportunities. This is the first, second one incoming. Hits bottom. Little River on the board. It's 2-1. Centralia, 6:12 to go. Clock moving. Full court pressure here being applied by the Redskins. Broken with ease by Rempe. Here she comes into the front court. Right wing now to Kramer. Head fakes on a three. Now kicks it down low. Here's Tava Gibbs. Over to Josie Haverkamp on the right block. She's tied up. It'll be possession. Centralia on that tie-up.
Yeah, Josie. One thing Josie Haverkamp does when she gets the ball on the block, she doesn't really make, a lot of times the defender's playing directly behind, and she doesn't do a great job of making a lateral post move. She tries to turn and go right into the defense. It's going to be tough to score on Lafferty doing that.
Hayden Kramer drives into the lane, but it's swatted from behind by Erica Feldman. I'm going to say her name a lot here tonight, Bob. We talked about her. 6'2" senior. Her last go around here at the state tournament for the Redskins. Baseline out of bounds. Gets it in now to Haverkamp. Her turnaround, Jay. No, but she's fouled and not happy with that call. Coach Cy Rawls and also Avery Lafferty, who picks up her first personal.
Yeah, Josie did a much better job that time. She got the ball in the paint. Lafferty was a little shaded to the high side, so Josie drop step to the baseline, took it right up into Lafferty.
Avery Camp on the season, 74% from the line. First one is good. Got the Centralia faithful behind a student section. They actually had us on the opposite side in front of the Little River student section. We had to move here, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Didn't like it at all. First one was good. Elena Becker checks in for the first time. She replaces Cora Thompson. Another free throw from Haverkamp is good. She's got two. And Elena Becker, Boz, she's been the one that has honestly impressed me the most in the Centralia Panthers team these final four games of the season.
She's been on a little hot streak lately. She's a great defender. She's a spark plug off the bench.
Into the front court, the Redskins with the basketball. They trail Centralia 4-1. Down low, Feldman gets behind Becker that time and able to get
to the free throw line. She missed the shot, but the foul on Milena. Milena tries to front the post there, but Milena frustrated. She's going over to talk to Coach Thompson right now. It was a nice seal by Feldman. Milena Becker tried to go over the high side and completely missed everything.
Feldman's free throw is good. Her first point of the game. Definitely giving up size there as well. Feldman listed at 6'1". She's never been at 6'1", maybe 6'2".
Yeah.
Milena Becker, 5'10". One more free throw here for Feldman. Up and good. Erica Feldman with two. 4-3, your score. Full court pressure being applied here by Little River. In the backcourt still with Keelan Rempe right in front of us. Kicks it far side, still in the backcourt with Hayden Kramer. Looking to break pressure, and she does. They've crossed the court in the timeline to Rempe. Keelan needs help, gets it to Kramer. Hayden looking to drive down the left lane line, but is forced back out to the left wing. Now entry down low to Haberkamp. Left block. Turn around, Jay, off the window. Out to Josie.
Josie drops that to her right shoulder. That's unusual. A lot of players like to go to their right hand or left shoulder so they can shoot with their right hand.
Hannah Olander, her shot missed. Rebound ripped out to Ava Gibbs. Outlet near side right in front of us to Hayden Kramer, who slows things down here. Panthers lead at 6-3, 4:45 to go in quarter number one.
Hayden Kramer halfway through this first quarter without a shot attempt yet.
You got Olander and, or Lafferty, excuse me, and Haberkamp battling down low. Here's a baseline drive shot up by Kramer, missed. Offensive rebound back to Haberkamp, or Kramer, excuse me, her shot missed. Rebound to Feldman for the Redskins, and they clear. Across the court it goes. Here's Olander off the window, up and through. Havana Olander, 10 points per contest, her first basket, and it's 6-5 Centralia.
Centralia went almost that first entire half, half of the first quarter without allowing a field goal.
Kick out, head faking on three, Kramer to the left block, shot missed, but she's fouled. It will go to the line for two. Great aggressive attack. We've seen that a lot from Miss Hayden Kramer this season.
Now, Hayden Kramer is really good at getting downhill. She's a slasher. She likes to get in the paint and attack the rim.
Kramer to the line. She's a 70% foul shooter, looking for her first points of the game. First one is good. Thompson back in. She will replace Josie Haberkamp. First time to the bench for Coach Cy Rolfs and Little River. Takes out Olander as well as Rowley. Brings in Evie Look. Second free throw, up and through for Kramer. She's got two, and it's an 8-5 lead for the Panthers. 4 minutes even left here in quarter number one. Here's Strecker across the timeline, senior point guard. Now left wing it goes. Here's Evie Look. 10 points a game off the bench, Buzz. Right lane line drive. Wild shot, but Feldman able to get the rebound. Reset, Strecker straight away, three, in and out. Lafferty underneath the basket. Her rebound putback is through.
Yep. Offensive rebounds. That's three for the ball game. All coming from Lafferty.
Lafferty in this game with four. Check that three. And then we've got a travel here. The first turnover on Centralia. Check that second in this ball game against this pressure from Little River. 8-7 Panthers. 3:32 to go in the first.
A little uncharacteristic here for Centralia. They look like they've got a little panic in their eyes against this full court pressure. Just a 1-2-2 full-court press from Little River. They need to work on getting the ball side-to-side, reverse it to the open player.
Three on the way, miss, rebound to Ava Gibbs. Panthers looking to push here and get out of this pressure. And a foul call here on Little River. And Evie Look slaps her hands at the official, and she's got to be calmed down by her teammates. 3:15 to go in the first, 8-7. Team foul number two. Now check that three on Little River. First on Evie. Panthers with the basketball in the backcourt. It's Keelan Rempe. Man-to-man defense here by the Redskins. High post flash from Haberkamp. Josie faces the basket. Drives left lane line. Shot up over. Oh my gosh. How does that go in? Avery Lafferty looked at her coach and said, what do I got to do? Josie Haberkamp's on fire.
Yeah, Josie just took it right into Lafferty. I thought there was some contact. No whistle, but she stayed with the shot, able to knock it down.
Entry pass. Too high for Feldman. Turnover by Little River. Haberkamp leading all scores with six so far. She's got six of the Panther 10, and then Milena Becker tried to throw a ball 40 feet across the court, and it's in the hands of the Redskins, Dempsey Lafferty.
Dangerous pass from Milena Becker, resulting in a steal.
Feldman, three-pointer straight away. Miss Lafferty with the rebound. No, over to Feldman, who lays it up and through.
Problem right now for Centralia on these missed baskets. One girl, Josie Haverkamp, was going after the defensive board, and four others were standing there watching the ball bounce around the rim. Nobody's getting a body on anyone else, boxing them out.
2:15 to go in the quarter. Here's Kramer. Gets a screen from Haverkamp, top of the key. Looking to drive baseline. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay. Centralia. No! They switch it over. The officials get together and give it to the Redskins. Another turnover on Centralia. They're fourth.
Yeah, four turnovers early in this ball game. Centralia really does a nice job, typically, of taking care of the ball, being strong with it. We've seen several turnovers early in this game where they're just getting a little sloppy with their handles.
Rempe out, Thompson back, or Gibbs, excuse me, back in. So let's reset your lineups quickly. It's Thompson, Kramer, Gibbs, Becker, and Haverkamp for Centralia. Ball free on the deck, picked up, though, by Salen Rally. Now Strecker on the left wing, started by Kramer. Right wing three on the way from Rally, up and through. First lead of the game for Little River, 12-10, Redskins, 1:40 to go in the first.
Australia's got to do a little bit better job of contesting these jumpers. Feldman has had two wide-open threes, and that was the third one where there really wasn't anybody within 6 feet of her.
Kramer needs some help, extended on the left wing, gets it off to Gibbs, who dribbles between the rings. Now dribbles to the left wing, Haverkamp straight away. Dish down low, Gibbs, nice aggressive spin move, left-handed shot, missed. Rebound out, Simon Lena Becker, her shot, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Nice post move by Tava Gibbs. She caught the ball on the right block, took a step to the middle, and then dropped back to the baseline. Missed the shot, but Becker there to clean things up.
Rally picks up the personal. This will send Becker to the line for two. First one on the way is good. 66% on the season. Lena Becker, again, she's an X factor for this Panther team.
She is. She provides a ton of energy, hustle. We talked about her last week, crashing the boards and just being very aggressive.
Second toss from Becker is true. She's got two, and the game is tied at 12. 1:12 to go in the first. Quickly up the floor. Here come the Redskins. Dempsey, Lafferty, her shot missed. Rebound, tie-up, possession, Little River. That was Gibbs battling down low with Havana Olander for that rebound. It'll be baseline out of bounds here for Little River.
I just feel like Centralia is just a little, they're just not sharp right now on that defensive transition. They left a player wide open, led to an easy basket or easy shot.
On the right wing, it's Feldman. Top of the key, here's Atlanta. Gets a screen from Feldman to the right elbow. Needs help, kicks it far extended. Left wing now to Evie Look. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Tied at 12. Here's Feldman on the right block. Turn around, Jay. Yes, and the foul.
Two on Becker.
Powerful move there by Feldman. Started on the left block. Spun into the lane. Got hit on the arm, able to power it through. But you mentioned it, two fouls on Elena Becker.
If you're going to shut down Feldman, you got to do a better job of not letting her get post position so deep in the lane. If Feldman gets it inside, that close to the basket, it's going to be a long night.
Feldman 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. She's now got 6 in the game. Free throw is good. She's got 7. Full court pressure being applied here by Little River. Becker had to go out. That brought Thompson back in for the Panthers. Rempe in backcourt gets up to Tava Gibbs. Now here's Thompson. Head fake, baseline drive. Shot short. Rebound, Gibbs. Now on the deck, it's Haverkamp. Her put up. Yes.
Boy, Haverkamp, another offensive rebound. She's got such a soft touch. She's off balance, kind of falling to her side, but able to finish on that.
15-14 until Olander quickly gets a bucket in the lane. It's now 17-14. Panthers trail by 3. Here's a near steal by Little River's Dempsey Lafferty.
Well, if you're Coach Thompson, you got to be a little bit fired up right now with Centralia's defensive transition. They're just not hustling back, and Little River's beating them down the floor right now.
17-14, Little River. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Centralia with the basketball. Haverkamp now left wing. Hayden Kramer, left wing, three on the way. Too strong. Backside rebound, though. Fought for, and Little River comes away with it. 5 seconds to go. Here's Look. Has the ball poked free. Nice job there by Kramer defensively. 2.8 on the clock. It'll be Little River basketball in the backcourt. Look, we'll throw it in. Gets it in. Rally chucks it at half court at the buzzer. Off the window, no. We reached the end of the first quarter. Little River 17, Centralia 14. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at the United Wireless Arena, Kurt Kilman back in the studio, Jacob Oz here courtside in Dodge City, America. A beautiful place to be when it comes time for March. That means state basketball, and that means Northeast Kansas representing out here as we do every single year in the state tournament. First quarter, 17-14, Little River leading Centralia Boz. The Panthers stepped out early, but some mistakes on the defensive transition you were talking about in quarter number one.
Yeah, and when you look at Little River right now, they're 6 of 16 in the first quarter, 37.5%. The difference really, though, Centralia only 4 of 10. They're shooting a little better clip, but they're not getting as many opportunities at the basket. That's because of the offensive rebounds from Little River.
Centralia starts with the basketball to begin quarter number two. Moving right to left, it's Rempe on the right wing. Spins at the right elbow, top of the key, Josie Haverkamp. She's got six in the game. Nice up and under move over Lafferty. Banks it home. She's got eight to pace the Panthers.
Say what I said early in the game about Josie, how sometimes she just turns and tries to go directly into the defender. I don't know if she heard me or what, but the last several times she's done a much better job of attacking the hips of the post defender.
Feldman, man, soft touch. She yells, come on, after burying that 15-footer. She herself now leading all scorers with nine. 19-16, 40 seconds gone by here in quarter number two. Rempe Thompson, Kramer, Gibbs, and Haverkamp. Gibbs, she'll fire from the right wing. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Tava. Saves it in to Kramer. Haverkamp, straight away, three on the way. Off the front rim, no. Rebound fought for, and Gibbs just picked up a foul, and that'll be her first.
You know, we've kind of seen Centralia the last several games. We even saw it in the sub-state championship where they've struggled just a little bit from the field. Hayden Kramer in the sub-state championship game was about the only one that was hitting consistently. In the quarterfinal game in Salina, Centralia really struggled shooting from the field, and they're having a little bit of trouble here in this ballgame right now.
Right wing in front of us, it's Rowley. Ball deflected by Thompson, collected now, skips it in the left corner, nobody home. Turnover on Little River. Coach Sly Rawls looking at her saying, what are you doing?
Coach Rawls, I mean, you got to value every possession, and Centralia doing a pretty good job turning up defensive pressure, but Little River only has two turnovers in this ballgame, so Coach Rolfs can't get too fired up.
Compared to Centralia having five turnovers,
four
in this game. Gibbs on the right wing, gets a screen from Haverkamp, will step in and fire from 18. How about you, Kayla Gibbs? Her first basket of the game, and it's 19-18, Little River. 6:20 to go in the first half. Right wing, Olander. Now Felma, she'll fire a deep right wing three. Looks good, and it is good. Oh, my goodness, she's got 12.
Again, I'm going to say it again, defensive transition. I don't know if Centralia's just not communicating, but there's been four or five trips down the floor where we're leaving somebody wide open. The girls just aren't communicating well enough on who's guarding who.
Kramer slashes right lane line. Body contact and the foul. She's going to the line for two. Foul will be called here on Havana Olander. And, again, that's what Hayden Kramer can give you from the point.
Yeah, I think she needs to do a little bit more of that. Being a little more aggressive, attacking the rim, getting downhill.
We'll call that on Strecker. That's going to be her second. Free throw missed by Kramer. Two for three now on the night. 6:02 to go in the half. Second one. Bouncing, and off. Rebound ripped down by Little River, over two from the stripe for Kramer. Here comes Strecker in transition. Olander in the lane. Maybe walked with it, and she did. And Coach Rawls is about to come out of his coach's box, and my goodness, begging for a foul.
He's pretty fired up. He thought the foul occurred before the travel, but I would agree with the officials on that one. She took a couple extra steps.
Turnover number three on Little River in this game. 22-18. Redskins leading the Panthers. Here's a pass. Left corner, Rempe, and it's out of bounds. Pass a little bit too high from Kramer. Rempe couldn't collect it. And just an unforced error that time by the Panthers, their fifth turnover of the game.
Those are the ones that kind of frustrate you a little bit. Kramer tried to throw it from over the top of her head, and it's hard when you're trying to throw it 30, 40 feet to get a pass that's on target. That one just sailed a little high, and the result's a turnover. Number five for Centralia.
Rempe, Kramer, now Becker back in the game with those two fouls. Haverkamp and Gibbs on the floor for the Panthers. If you look in the right corner right in front of us, top of the key now, it's Feldman. Erica swinging it back to the right.
Centralia switched to a little 2-3 zone defense. That's tough when you got a shooter like Feldman who just buries one.
Another three for Feldman. She's got 15 in the game, and just like that, Little River has a 7-point advantage, 5:15 to go in the opening half. Here's Kramer, left wing. Man-to-man defense still here by Little River. Kramer drives left lane, line kick out. Haverkamp on deep left wing three. Buries it!
Haverkamp is on fire in this ball game.
Josie Haverkamp putting the team on her back. Now a transition three opportunity missed by Little River. Rebound Kramer for the Panthers. 13 for Haverkamp here in this game. 25-21. Redskins by four. Kramer between the rings. Left-handed dribble, picks up her dribble, swings it right wing now to Gibbs. Haverkamp and Lafferty fighting for position down low. Here's Kramer, free throw line jumper off the back heel. No, rebound Feldman for Little River.
Kramer just unable to find the mark right now from the field. She's knocked down a couple free throws, but just can't knock down a jumper.
15 for Feldman. She's got the basketball right now. Here's the ball, plus three by Kramer. Transition opportunity for the Panthers. Shot rejected by Feldman. Hayden Kramer thought she was fouled. Redskins in transition now. Lafferty on the right block. Guarded by Rempe. Her shot up and through.
Tough matchup. Rempe and Lafferty. And Coach Thompson needs a little timeout.
27-21. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Little River leading Centralia by six. We're back after this timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Timeout on the floor. Centralia, the first full timeout taken by the Panthers. First timeout taken by either team in this game. Jacob Boss with you here courtside at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Class 1A, Division 1. Girls state semifinal matchup. Top-seeded Little River leading the fourth-seed Centralia Panthers, 27-21. 4 minutes to go here in the opening half. Out of this timeout, Boss, what are you expecting head coach Dusty Thompson and the Panthers to draw up here?
Well, they got the ball offensively. I think they're going to maybe, if it was me, I'd look to go inside to Josie Haverkamp. I'd maybe run a guard off the screen, catch it on the wing, and let Josie turn and post up. Try to post up as deep as you can. She's had success when she's got the ball deep in the post.
Centralia into the front court now with Becker. Trap comes. She needs help, and she steps on the sideline.
I don't like on that press break, so Centralia's trying to break pressure from Little River. 1-2-2 press. Centralia's taking the ball on the sideline, directly down the sideline, right after you get into the front court. So once somebody catches it there, you're buried in that corner. Two different times, Centralia's turned it over in that corner.
Redskins basketball after the sixth Panther turnover. Top of the key, it's Rowley trying to take Gibbs down low. Spins in the lane, shot off the window. No, rebound. Fought for Gibbs, has it momentarily. Then a foul being called here by Lafferty. Called on Lafferty, excuse me. And she looks at Coach and says, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Lafferty literally had all of Tava's arm in her hands. They called the foul. Lafferty's looking like palms up. There's no way I fouled, but it was pretty obvious.
Yes.
One thing I'll just say, it kind of drives me crazy with young youth athletes sometimes. Official calls a foul and you get the palms up. Like, I didn't do anything. Nobody ever fouls anymore.
Right, right, right. It's not a real thing.
Yeah,
it's a figment of our imagination. 3:24 to go in the half. Centralia with the basketball. It's Becker on the right elbow. Left wing, Kramer. Now back to Becker. And fakes on a three straight away. Looking to take down Lafferty on the right block. Kicks it out. Haverkamp spins at the elbow.
So you notice what Little River did right now. They have moved Feldkamp over to Josie Haverkamp, or Feldman, excuse me, from Little River. Now she's defending Josie Haverkamp.
Kramer on the left wing. No shot clock here, don't forget. State tournament. Here's Rempe, straightaway three, elevator screen, off the back heel, no.
Good shot opportunity there for Keelan Rempe. Her first shot attempt of the game. Feldman quickly up the floor. Wide open. Dempsey Lafferty. Head fake. Drives. Shot. Miss. Rebound. Haverkamp backside for the Panthers.
Yeah, I feel like a broken record, though. That was another transition opportunity for Raleigh. Just nobody picked her up.
27-21 Little River. 2:30 to go in the half. Kramer to Gibbs. Drives in the lane. Elevates over Feldman. Shot. Miss. Rebound. Fought for. Lafferty has it, but then Becker just picked up her third.
Boy, Becker is an X factor in every ball game, and right now she's just had gotten in early foul trouble. She just picked up her third. You can see the frustration on her face. She's going to have to come out of this ball game.
And Centralia, not a deep team, Boz. They go seven deep at most for what Coach Thompson wants. Six so far in the state tournament game. Thompson back in. Becker done for this first half.
Boy, Becker, we talk about how big of a factor she is off the bench. She had 19 just the other night off the bench.
No doubt about it. 27-21, Little River with the basketball and a six-point lead. 2:22 to go here in the opening half. Highland Community College halftime show coming up here momentarily. We'll have first half statistics and a lot more. Boz's key to the second half. Here's Feldman, a straightaway three off the back iron. No, good box out by Tava Gibbs.
Yeah, great box out. Long rebound off the back iron. Tava did a nice job of boxing out Feldman.
Gibbs brings it across the timeline. Still with a left-handed dribble. Tries to hand it off to Rempe, and it's another turnover on Centralia.
Things just out of sync right now for Centralia. We saw this in the sub-state championship game in the first half against Clifton Clyde.
Yes,
they just couldn't quite get things going.
Entry down low, Feldman. Gibbs taps it away. Strecker comes up with it for Little River and a foul here by Hayden Kramer. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on Centralia here in the quarter.
So what you're seeing right now is just a little bit of frustration. Things aren't going well offensively for Centralia, and you're seeing some of these frustration fouls. You can kind of see the body language right now for Centralia, just really frustrated with the way things are going.
5'4" sophomore Maya tanking in for the first time. She replaces Rempe. Here's a left lane line drive. Swatted away by Tava Gibbs. Man, Salem Riley thought she had an easy layup, but Gibbs says, oh, nay, nay. Here comes tanking up to Gibbs. Elevates from 10. Splash! Perfect. Second basket of the game, a much-needed basket for the Panthers.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit ago. The only person other than Josie Haverkamp to get a field goal in this game was two. Cora Thompson now and Tava Gibbs.
Left wing, it's Feldman, but a foul prior to will send Little River to the free throw line as the 15th foul. And I think it's going to be Havana Olander to the stripe, and that's going to be personal foul number two on Hayden Kramer. They're checking the official book here. I had it as the 15th foul, but the official book says no, just the fourth. So baseline out of bounds here for the Redskins. Into Feldman. 105 to go in the half. Olander, top of the key. Now Feldman on the right wing, extended. Guarded by Gibbs. Three on the way from Rally. It's good. Second triple of the game for Salen Rally. At the largest lead of the game now for Little River. It's 30-23. Under a minute to go.
That's the fourth three-pointer in this ball game for Little River compared to Centralia's just one.
Tanking over to Kramer. 40 seconds to go in the half. Strecker guarding Kramer and a blocking foul here called on Strecker. And Boz, that's going to be number three on Adeline Strecker. Defensive specialist for the Redskins.
Yeah, starting to see some fouls add up on both sides here.
That will bring back in freshman Dempsey Lafferty off the bench. Baseline out of bounds here for the Panthers. Maya Tanking will trigger. Tanking gets it in to Haverkamp, top of the key. Looking to drive on Little River off the window. How in the world did Josie get that one to fall, Boz?
Another defensive transition back. We got to get back.
15 in the game for Haverkamp. 30-25. That was over Feldman on the other end. Here's Dempsey. Now gives it off. Lafferty into the corner. Evie Look back in the game for Little River as well. 10 seconds to go in the half. Here's Feldman. Left corner three from Look. On the way, off the back heel, no. 5 seconds to go. Here comes Kramer. Centralia down by five. Over to Haverkamp. Josie fires it at the buzzer. It looks good. Over the back here. Good. That was right in front of us, and it was tracking. We're tracking a halftime score of 30-25. Little River. They lead Centralia. The Highland Community College Halftime Show is up next.
Stick with us here on the Giant Communications JV and Telephone Company Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back here at the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, far from debt. Jacob Oz with you, courtside, Dodge City, America. The United Wireless Arena, you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile. Kirk Kilman back in the studios, and first half score, Little River 30, Centralia 25. The second quarter went the way of the Redskins in a matter of 13 points to 11. For Centralia. So a really balanced game, honestly, between these two teams. Leading scorer, each team with one player that's got 15 points. For the Panthers, it's 15 for Josie Haverkamp, including a triple. Also 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Tava Gibbs, 2 each for Melena Becker, Cora Thompson, and Hayden Kramer. Leading the way for the Redskins, no surprise here, Erica Feldman with 15 in the first half, including 2 triples, 3 for 3. From the free throw line. Taylan Rowley, 6 points in the ballgame, 2 triples for her. Avery Lafferty with 5, and Havana Olander with 4. Bob, there's a lot more statistics that go in to explain why this game is the way that it is right now. We'll get into those in just a quick second, but I want you to tell me your initial takeaway as we have a chance to think about half number one, Centralia down by 5.
I really feel like this is a different Centralia team that we've seen as of late. Typically, Centralia likes to pressure you defensively so hard that you're uncomfortable. It's difficult for you as an offensive team to get in your sets and run, execute offense the way you want to do it.
Centralia takes that away from you. So typically their opponents are uncomfortable, which leads to turnovers. I don't feel like Centralia really play defense like we've seen them play.
Yeah.
And Little River, it was just too easy. Everything that they did, they were able to execute their sets. They were able to attack the rim, pound the ball inside, get kick-out threes for Feldman. So defensively, not typically what we see from Centralia.
Centralia, a team that allows just 35 a game. They allow 30 in the first half. On the flip side, though, Little River, they only allow 28 a game. They allow 25 in the first
half. Exactly.
So both these teams really struggling on the defensive end from what they are used to. But this is why you expect, or what you expect in a state tournament game. This wasn't going to be a 42-38 ball game. These two teams can score the ball too well.
Yeah, they can. And you've got a bunch of players on both teams that can score at any given minute. You know, you look at 15 points out of Josie Haverkamp. That's a great first half for her. She's been unstoppable in the post. But then, on you know, you can see Hayden Kramer. She might pop off for 20. Or Milena Becker might have 19. I mean, you've got so many players that can score. It's going to be interesting in the second half to see who that is. Who's that next-level player that's going to step up and drop 10 or 12 here in the second half?
Milena Becker, big note from that first half. Three personal fouls, had a majority of the second quarter with those fouls. She has just 2 points. Hayden Kramer just with 2 points with two fouls as well. And then Tava Gibbs with just 4. If you're Centralia, there's a lot to be had from those other 4 we just mentioned.
Yeah, and I thought Coach Thompson, here's what I'm saying. Listen, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're down 5.
Right.
It's kind of what we expected. It's going to be a close game. We're not going to blow them out. We're down 5, and Kramer has 2 points.
Yeah.
Tava Gibbs has 4 points.
Yeah.
Melina Becker has 2.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Coach Thompson, I'm preaching, we're good. We're fine.
Yeah,
let's just get back to business here in the second half.
All right. First half statistics and other categories that we'd like to keep track of throughout this game, Boz, before we send it for our final break.
Everything is about dead even in this ball game. Both teams picked up their shooting percentage in the second half. The difference in the score right now, 7 turnovers from Centralia, which led to 9 points off of turnovers for Little River. Got to take care of the ball a little bit, limit the run-out opportunities for Little River.
Big opportunity in the second half. The winner will go play for a state title tomorrow. Here in Dodge City, the loser will still have one more game, but it'll be playing for 3rd, and it's tough for these kids to bounce back after losing in the semifinal, Boz. We've talked about that year in and year out. The Panthers trail by 5 at the break. Second half coming up next. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center of Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at Dodge City, America, Little River leading Centralia 30-25. Jake Spaulding back with you. Chris Bozzo, my partner. It's Jacob Boz on the road. We are in Dodge City. And Kirk Hillman back in the studio. 1A D1 girls state semifinal. Number one versus number four in the state for the seeding. And Little River with the 5-point lead. They will begin the second half with the basketball. Quickly, Boz changes for Centralia in the second half.
I think defensively they just got to pick it up a notch. They got to force Little River to be uncomfortable offensively. You can't let them run their set like they want to.
Little River with the basketball here. They start man-to-man defensively to the Panthers. It's a Lander driving left wing. Pass Thompson. Shot miss. Rebound Gibbs for the Panthers. It's Rempe, Gibbs, Kramer, as well as Thompson and Haverkamp on the floor. Starting five for Coach Dusty Thompson. Here's Gibbs. Elevates over Feldman. Bounces it out of there. Here's a putback off and through Josie Haverkamp. She just can't be stopped right now. That went through two different Little River defenders.
Great offensive rebound. She got the ball. Her feet were a little tangled. She started to fall backwards, threw it up off the glass with that soft touch and knocked it down.
Olander on the left wing. Top of the key, Strucker guarded by Rempe. Now top of the key, Feldman. Dribbles with her left hand. That's her dominant hand. Here's a step through right-hander off the window. No. Lafferty, offensive rebound, put back up and through.
That is her game.
That is her game. She cleans up the glass. That's what she does. Panthers break pressure with ease this time. Here's Kramer. Loses it momentarily. Now throws it at the feet of Haverkamp, but Thompson's there to pick it up, and they'll reset offense with Josie. 6:45 to go here. Quarter number three. 32-27, Little River. Kramer. Right elbow. Still has not made a field goal in this game. Gibbs on the left lane line. Her shot, no. Will they say this is a shooting foul on Little River? No. It'll be baseline out of bounds. Foul will be called here on Havana Olander for Little River. That is her second, first team here in the quarter. Baseline out of bounds. Boz's favorite blob play. Here's Haverkamp, right block, over a defender, off the window, nearly getting the drop. But Josie will go to the line, and that's going to be the third personal here on Avery Lafferty for Little River.
But Josie Haverkamp, I mean, she's just, kind of looks like she's on a mission right now, like, feed me, give me the ball, let me go to work.
She goes to the line for two, 74% on the season. First one up, spins out of there. Now two for three on the night. 6:27 to go in the third. Haverkamp's second one is good. Josie now with 18 in the game to lead all scorers.
Now who's going to be the other one? Who's going to step up for Centralia and knock down some shots?
Left wing, it's Raleigh. Dribbles to the right side. And taking on a three, so Landers will dribble with the left hand to the left wing now. Give it off to Strecker. Entry pass down low, Feldman. Gibbs on her. Turnaround jumper short. Rebound offensively, then taken away by Josie Haverkamp. Olander had it for a second. But here come the Panthers. Kramer into the front court. Moving left to right now are the Panthers in their road black-on-black uniforms. Rempe head fakes on a corner three. Now Kramer will dribble with the right hand. Top of the key. Three on the way. Spins out of there. And we got a foul, I believe, here on Lafferty. And if that is a foul on Avery, that's number four. And it is.
Yeah, Lafferty, you kind of, I don't know, I look and I see Lafferty, this entire game she's never fouled, or felt like she fouled one time. Josie Haverkamp went to the deck and looked like it was off a screen. So that's a big, big.
Well, Haverkamp was trying to set a screen for Kramer right there, and Lafferty just trying to run through the screen, and it was an easy call from our vantage point. Here's Kramer driving baseline, kick out Haverkamp, left wing three on the way is short, rebound underneath the basket by Dempsey Lafferty. Quickly a trap here by the Panthers. They get it off to the Redskins up to the front court and Strecker. Back pass. Oh, swatted by Kramer, but Feldman will be fouled. Oh, my goodness. Hayden Kramer, it looked like it was from the 10-foot volleyball line right there, Boz.
Yeah, she got up in the air and swatted that out of bounds with authority, but officials said she got a little bit of the arm on the shot.
So Erica Feldman to the line to shoot a pair, and that's the third foul on Hayden Kramer. First free throw from Feldman and spins home. Back up to a 5-point lead. Little River, but huge,
huge time in this game right now with Avery Lafferty on the bench for the Redskins. 33-28, 5:34 to go in the third. Feldman's second free throw is good. 6-point advantage here for Little River. She goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. She's got 17 in the game. Aiden Kramer straight away, guarded by Olander, breaks the timeline. Now looking to drive right lane line. Kicks it out. Free throw line extended here for Haverkamp. Drives left lane line. Step through over Feldman. Off the window. No, a lot of contact. Fight for the rebound. Ball poke three. And it's going to be a foul here on, I believe, Phelan Rowley. And the official said that she got hit in the head. But there was a loose ball. Two players, Kramer and Rowley, were going after the ball. Rowley tried to kind of push off Hayden Kramer to get to the loose ball. And Coach Walsh for Little River has to be restrained by his assistant right now. Yeah, he is hot. 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Here's the deflection and the turnover on Centralia. Taken away here by Olander into the front court. A lot of contact, shot missed, but a foul number four here on Hayden Kramer. Well, we talk often about unforced errors, just being a little bit soft with the ball. Hayden Kramer tried to throw the inbounds pass and just tried to throw it up over the top of extended arms, and that leads to a turnover, a run out, and then Kramer gets the foul. The lander of the line for two. She missed both chances earlier. This is her third attempt here, but, I mean, that's a huge foul right there. Hayden Kramer, and that's that situation. You give up the layup. You cannot pick up that fourth foul right there, but end of the game, Maya tanking. Also, Melena Becker and Anna Thompson will join Kramer on the bench. 5:09 to go here in the third. Things getting chippy in Dodge. Olander makes the second. 7-point lead here for the Little River Redskins. Ties to their largest of the game. Haverkamp in the backcourt. Picked up by Feldman. Ball poke free. Ball loose on the deck. Rempe's got it now and a 10-second count. So Thompson was trying to yell at the far official for a timeout. He was stomping his feet yelling. The trail official wasn't even looking at Thompson. Yeah. Big turnover there. 10-second count. Turnover on Centralia. Both fan bases, man, I feel like this is like pressure inside of a crock pot. And you got to relieve that pressure a little bit here, otherwise it's going to explode. Down low, Dempsey Lafferty. She's rejected from behind by Josie Haverkamp. Now here's Rempe into the back, still in the backcourt, excuse me. Now the front court and Haverkamp. Josie gets by Feldman, looking to drive baseline. Gets there. Shot over Feldman. No. Rebound underneath the basket by Tava Gibbs. And we've got a foul underneath the basket on Little River. It'll be a baseline out of bounds here for Centralia. The foul called here on Dempsey Lafferty. But let's talk real quick about Hayden Kramer picking up that foul. That's a 15th foul as well. They're still going out of bounds underneath.
Yeah, but now they're saying five. Yeah,
I was going to say the scoreboard shows five. So back to what I was saying, Kramer, she's the point guard. She's the girl that handles the ball 90% of the time with Little River's pressure full court. That puts a ton of responsibility on Keelan Rempe to bring the ball up the court.
Rempe will be the one to go to the free throw line here. Has an attempted one here in this ball game. First one on the way, off the back heel. 55% on the season. So if statistics tell us anything, Bosch will make this second one and get this lead back down to six with 4:32 to go. On the way, and good. You just call me Domish. Don't call me Nostra. All right. 4:29 to go here in the third frame. 35-29, Little River. Centralia led early. Little River grabbed the lead and has not looked back. It's midway point of the first quarter, and here's Adeline Strecker, not known for her offense. Gets a jumper from inside the lane from about 10 feet.
So this is just full court man-to-man pressure from Little River. They're not trying to trap or double-team, but another turnover from Centralia.
Number 10 in the game, 4:04 to go. 8-point lead here for Little River, 37-29. All this happening again with Avery Lafferty. The big presence down low for Little River on the bench of four. Here's Feldman, right wing three on the way, in and out. Rebound, Haverkamp for the Panthers. Tanking, trying to clear here for Centralia. This allows Little River not to set up in their full court pressure. And a timeout, Coach Chelsea Thompson, the 30s, will keep this one here. 3:45 to go in the third quarter, 37-29. Little River leading Centralia here in Dodge City. And frantic is what I feel like it is right now in this ball game. Centralia, no rhythm offensively right now.
a lot of that predicated on the Little River pressure. Yeah, so here's the way I feel about the situation right now. I have this feeling that Little River feels like they're about to blow this game over.
Yeah.
When Kramer went out of the game, they extended their full court pressure and turned up the defensive pressure a full two or three notches.
Yeah.
Now Centralia kind of struggling a little bit, and I feel like it's go either way. Little River's trying to keep their foot on little, and Centralia's throat. Centralia's trying to get up from off the ground and close this lead a little bit.
It'll be Maya Tanking, Josie Haberkamp, Malena Becker, Keelan Rempe, and Cora Thompson, the five on the floor. So no Tava Gibbs and no Hayden Kramer for Centralia out of this timeout. Rempe with the basketball. Entry now, down low, Haberkamp, Josie, throws up a shot, missed, rebound backside, Dempsey, Lafferty, up the court quickly, here's Olander, guarded by Tanking, left lane line, a lot of contact, layup, missed, but a foul, and she'll go to the line for two.
The Little River's just been much quicker getting the ball down the floor. That was a missed shot by Haberkamp, no problem, just a missed basket, but there was only one girl back. Maya Tanking was the only one deep, nobody else able to get back for Centralia.
37-29, 3:33 to go here in the third. Olander to the line. The southpaw buries the first free throw. She is now 2 for 5 in the game.
Kind of feel like this is a danger zone here for Centralia, the last 3:30 in the third quarter.
Second free throw missed. Rebound off of Josie Haberkamp. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Little River.
Little River's got to find just something right now, just a little bit of success. Maybe they can grab some momentum.
Redskins have it. Baseline out of bounds. It'll be triggered in here by Rally. Needs help. Finds it in the corner. This is Evie Look. Into the game. Into the lane. Right-hand runner is good.
That's too easy. Too easy.
Her first basket of the game. And this is now the largest lead of the game for Little River. It's 40-29. 3:20 to go in the third. Becker in the backcourt with a right-handed dribble. Needs help. Finds Maya Tanking. Dava Gibbs awaits for the next stop as she comes back into the game. Rempe on the right wing extended. Now Tanking to Haberkamp on the left wing, guarded by Feldman. Maya looking to drive baseline, cut off, and nearly traveled down low. Here's Josie Haberkamp over Feldman. Shot rejected, but a foul will be called. Feldman picks up just her first personal foul. Just sent Josie Haberkamp to the line to shoot a pair.
Josie's been really aggressive offensively on the block, just attacking the rim, going at the defender.
First free throw from Josie off the mark. In the second half, struggling from the free throw line are the Panthers. They made just 1 of 5 here in this third quarter. Second one from Josie. That's good. Now 3 out of 6. My math was off there.
I saw you look at me. I looked at you like, what? What? I don't know what you're even talking about.
Math wasn't mathing. 2:57 to go in the third. 40-30. Little River's lead is 10. Dempsey Lafferty, the freshman, gets across the timeline. Feldman, corner three on the way. Look out.
So Centralia tried to pick up full court, put a little pressure. The difference right now, Little River just has really good guards that can get through that pressure, and then you end up with a number situation on the other end for Little River.
David Gibbs tried to drive baseline, but dribbled it off her own knee. Unraveling right now. You mentioned danger zone. Cue the Kenny Loggins music because 2:37 to go in the third. We got a timeout here by Coach Cy Rolfs of Little River. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Back at 30 here to Dodge City. It's 43-30 Little River, 2:37 to go in the third. Bosnia will tell you about why this isn't completely over yet.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Kansaland Radio.
It was just 6 years ago this week here in the same arena. Centralia, they trailed at the end of three quarters by 18. They mounted a comeback, won that game, and then COVID shut everything down. They made them a part of the Forever Four. That's what I meant by, guess what? This game isn't over by any stretch.
yet. Out of the Centralia, or excuse me, Little River timeout. Redskins with the basketball, 2:28 to go here in this third quarter. 43-30 Little River. Top of the key, Olander straightaway three. Off the back heel, no. Rebound ripped down by a tanking head up momentarily, and now it's picked up by Galena Becker, and then a reach-in foul here by Havana. Olander will be her third. And, again, if you're wearing a white jersey today and you get a whistle against you, there's no chance that that was against you. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's just culture maybe. Youth right now, you see it a lot. I'm not saying that it's just these two teams playing tonight.
It's not.
You just see it a lot. Nobody ever thinks they foul. And this will send Malena Becker to the free throw line. First one is good. 3 out of 3 in the game now. Good news is in this 2:18 left in the third quarter, any foul against Little River is going to put Centralia to the free throw line. They can chip in this lead a little bit by knocking down some free throws. Got to be better than 50%, though, as they are so far here in this third frame. One more coming here for Malena. Free throw on the way. It's good. That increases.
That's what you want?
It increases the percentages, I'll tell you that much. 2:15 to go in the third. It's an 11-point lead for Little River. Olander in the far corner. Now look. Top of the key. Rally. Left wing. Here's Tava Gibbs defending against Evie Look, who really lost it. Able to get it back. Here's Olander. Now Feldman. Baseline drive. Losing it out of bounds. Great defense. Cora Thompson for the Panthers. She's a defensive specialist, Bob. And she just frustrated Savannah Olander there.
Yeah, she does a lot of things well. Well, last week we talked about her effort on the offensive glass, the defensive boards. Just the hustle stuff right there. Great defense on that baseline drive from Little River.
Full court pressure here by Little River, broken by Centralia. Haberkamp, the left block, over Feldman, off the back heel, no. Rebound, Malena Becker, her putback, no, but she's fouled on the go to the line for two. Malena Becker, that spark plug we said at the top of the broadcast, coming to life here in the third.
Boy, that's what Malena brings to the court, just a ton of energy and effort. There was nobody there to get that offensive rebound. All of a sudden, Becker comes flying in out of nowhere, controls it, then takes it up strong, gets the foul against Feldman.
First toss from Becker is true.
Now you kind of start getting the feel like, all right, 10-point game,
yep.
Minute 39 left in the third quarter, but you kind of start feeling Little River like, nah, we can't let them get back into this.
Second foul on Feldman. One more free throw here for Becker on the way. Bounces all the way around the rim and through. Perfect now. 6 for 6 from the line. 43-34 within 10 for the Panthers. Breaking pressure, deflection, nearly a turnover, but Feldman gets it. Shot missed, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two, where Erica Feldman is a perfect 5 for 5.
Well, that was a really tough break for Centralia. The ball that tried to enter into Feldman got deflected. It kind of hung up in the air, which allowed Feldman to continue to cut across the lane and catch that pass cleanly. A near turnover, almost a steal for Centralia.
Free throw from Feldman is good. 6 for 6 at the line in this ball game. She's got 21 to lead all scores.
Last year when Centralia played Little River in the state title game, I didn't ever get the feeling that Feldman was frustrated. I mean, she was frustrated last year in that game. I haven't felt that at all in this game. She's just been very, very confident.
And even in the quarterfinal game against Central Plains, didn't really look dominant, but she's looked good here in this one, no doubt. Centralia breaks pressure. They're down by 11. 1 minute, 25 seconds to go in the third frame. Gibbs with the basketball. She joined with Rempe as well as Haberkamp, Thompson, and Becker.
Mismatch inside with Haberkamp. Feldman came out of the game, or not Feldman.
Here's Rempe. Got a drive baseline cut off by Strecker. Top of the key, Gibbs. Haberkamp, here's the entry down low. On the block, turn around. Dempsey fouls her, and a foul. Going to put Josie to the line for two. That's going to be Dempsey Lafferty's second, team's ninth in the quarter. 1:03 to go here in the third. Haberkamp to the line for two. First one missed.
The key opportunity is right now, making some free throws. There's still 1:03 left in the third quarter.
Haberkamp maybe cramping a little bit, Bob. She's really trying to stretch out that left leg. Second toss on the way, too strong, but splashes home. How about it? Hits the back heel straight up in the air and back through. 3 for 6 here in the third quarter. Full court pressure here by Centralia. Now it's just pushed off into a man-to-man. Trap comes to the center court line, and ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover, unforced error there by Little River.
Yeah, much needed turnover for Centralia. Get another opportunity under a minute, but that's one of the few times Centralia has picked them up full court and gotten set in their press before Little River threw it over the top of the press.
50 seconds here in the third. The 10-point lead here for Little River. Redbeach, left wing now to Josie Haberkamp. Gets a screen from Becker. Looking to drive right lane line. And a travel here by Josie Haberkamp.
Josie tried to take the ball from the top of the key all the way down the lane. That's tough for a post to do. She's efficient when she's on the block making moves like that, but not used to having to dribble the ball 20 feet to the basket.
40 seconds out of the after the Centralia turnover. In the backcourt, nearly a steal. Strecker's got it. Ball still free on the deck. Picked up here by Rally. She breaks the timeline. Into the middle of the lane. Shot by Lafferty. Missed. That's Dempsey. She's fouled by Josie Haberkamp. Dempsey Lafferty will go to the line to shoot two. Second foul here on Josie.
Well, one thing I've noticed with Little River, when Centralia tries to press them, they do a really nice job of breaking the press, getting the ball across the timeline. But what you'll often see teams do, once they break the timeline, they'll stop, let the defense recover, set up their offense. When Little River gets the ball in the front court, over the top of the press, they attack. They've got numbers, and they get to the rim. 3-on-2, 2-on-1 break opportunities.
30 seconds, all that remains in quarter number three. Back in the game, Maya Tanking replacing Thompson. One more free throw here coming for Dempsey Lafferty, the freshman. This one is good. Her first point of the game. Tanking to control the dribble in the backcourt. 25 seconds, clock moving. 11-point lead for Little River. It's 46-35. Here's Gibbs. Top of the key, 18 seconds. Dribble handoff to Rempe. Entry down low to Haberkamp. Now short corner it goes. Gibbs now out to Josie Haberkamp. Nearly banked in a three. Rebound ripped out by Rally, though. 5 seconds to go. Feldman with the dribble. Left lane line drive going against Haberkamp. Her shot, yes. That's the end of the third quarter. Little River 48, Centralia 35. It's a 13-point deficit for the Panthers. They got to dig deep as we head to the fourth and final quarter of play. This 1A D1 girls semifinal here in Dodge City. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
About to begin the fourth quarter. It's a 13-point deficit for the Panthers. We've seen this story before 6 years ago here in the same arena when Centralia Panthers came back from an 18-point deficit against number one seed in the state tournament. Jake and Bob's with you. Kirk Kilman back in the studio. Centralia with the basketball trailing by a score of 48-35. We begin the fourth quarter. Here's Haberkamp kicking it in the left corner. Kramer back in the game. A long three. Missed. Rebound. Fought for backside. And a jump ball. Oh, my goodness. There'll be a foul here on Tava Gibbs. Be her third. It'll be possession here for Little River. 7:42 to go here in this ballgame. Kramer back on the floor here. Coach Dusty Thompson is not happy. Full court pressure being applied here by the Panthers. Into the middle of the lane it goes to the floor. Excuse me, Dempsey Lafferty kicks it into the left corner. Three on the way from Feldman. Short. Rebound. Haberkamp. Kramer again in the game with four personal fouls for Centralia. 7.5 to go in this one. Winner plays for a state title tomorrow. Loser plays at 2:30 in the third place game. Here's Kramer. Kicks it right wing. Long two on the way from Becker's. Ferry. I think that's going to be key for Centralia if they're going to mount a comeback. Hayden Kramer. She's got to get downhill and attack. Turnover here by Little River. Gibbs into the front court. Flashing into the lane. It's Becker and it's through her hands. And then I think we have a timeout for Little River. Yes, we do. 48-37, 7:01 to go here in this ball game. We'll step aside. Catch your breath. Get ready to go. The final 7:01. Little River leading Centralia 48-37. We're back after this on the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at Dodge City, Jacob Boss with you. Kirk Kilman back in the studio. It's 48-37, Little River leading by 11 out of the Redskin timeout. Panthers will be on the defensive side of the basketball, Boss. They got a quick turnover there, but then they're unable to get a basket to turn it right back.
Kind of been the story of this game so far. Centralia's gotten some turnovers, forced some turnovers, but just hasn't been able to capitalize on those.
Full court pressure here by the Panthers. They get it into the Redskins in the backcourt. Here's Strecker. She's trapped in the backcourt. Ball three. Picked up by Hayden Kramer. It's to the rack, and she slips and falls out of bounds. Just hit the slick spot on that floor there, Boz. And you get the feeling like you just need something to go your way. You get a steal, and then she slips. No, she didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Just slipped, fell down, turned it right back over. Still full court pressure. Feldman has it in the backcourt. She's guarded by Becker. Crosses over Becker. Trap comes. Deflection out of bounds. Octava gives.
No,
it's off to the river. It's a turnover on the Redskins. Salen Rowley has her hands back, saying, I didn't touch it, but the official right on top of it there. So, again, that's three straight turnovers for Little River. But Centralia, the previous two times, came up empty on the offensive end. Rippey, down low, Haberkamp, driving baseline, goes for a reverse layup, shot missed, but she's fouled, and will go to the line, 4-2. Foul here called on Salen Rowley. That's her third. Haberkamp to the line for two. Another good move for Haberkamp. She got the ball on the right block, drop step to the middle, and then step through the baseline. Makes the first. 4-for-7 here so far in this second half for Josie Haberkamp. 6-for-9 in the game. Second one. Spins out. Rebound fought for Lafferty. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a foul here on Tava Gibbs. Are you kidding me? Looked like a jump ball from our vantage point that Avery Lafferty, emphatic with her elbows trying to clear some space. Gibbs just picked up her fourth personal foul. Boy, Tava, she plays with a ton of heart. She's super aggressive. She's always diving on the floor, chasing after loose balls. I think she just went down kind of awkward there. I mean, just, again, tough break there for the Panthers. Fourth foul there on Gibbs. Yeah, she goes out trying to get herself recuperated a little bit. It's a 10-point game, 6:23 to go in this fourth quarter. Little River, Centralia trying to speed up Little River a little bit. Remember, no shot clock here in the state tournament, so Little River, they're standing way towards the half-court line right now. Trying to slow this game down. Strecker, guarded by Rempe. Throws an errant pass, taken away by Kramer. Here come the Panthers. Hayden into the front court. Bounce pass, Haberkamp. Layup, it's good! Timeout, Centralia.
Starting to see a little fire here for Centralia. They're not done yet, folks.
5:53 to go in this ballgame. 48-40, Little River with the lead. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 5:53 to go. Little River 48, Centralia 40, back in a tight 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
Kansaland Radio.
5:53 to go in this ball game. Timeout Centralia. Little River leading at 48-40 here with 5:53 to go. Jacob Oz with you. Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studio. You're listening to the Giant Communications, Sabian Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile. You're on 92.1 FM KMCA. Centralia's been forcing four straight turnovers by Little River. Trying to do it again here. Full court pressure being applied. Rifkin's getting it into the backcourt. It's Hayden Strecker. Head fakes around. Rempe breaks the timeline with the right-handed dribble. Now Rally between the rings. Left wing look. For the Panthers, it's Haberkamp, Kramer, Milena Becker, Keelan Rempe, and Cora Thompson. Rally, she'll fire left corner three. It's an air ball. Rebound backside to Orlander. She keeps it alive out to Strecker. And another offensive possession here for Little River. Boy, tough break. Centralia got exactly what they wanted, a long three, but weren't there to clean up the backside board. 5:23 to go here in this ball game. Little River with the basketball. Look, left wing, now entry down low to Feldman. Guarded by Becker. Nice defense, but somehow Feldman gets it to drop. That's what 6'2 in the post will get you, folks. She just shot over Milena Becker. Just really a size differential right there that made the difference. 4 inches in difference. Here's a dish down low to Becker, but it's popped out of bounds by Olander. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Centralia. 5 minutes even to go in this one. It's 50-40. Still no Avery Lafferty here in this fourth quarter. She's had four fouls since about the 4 minute mark of the third quarter.
Well, and you're in this situation for Little River, you're trying to bleed some clock, so you need more guards on the court. I don't know if Lafferty is going to come back in this game unless it tightens up a bit.
A little bit offense for defense here as Gibbs back in with those four fouls for Centralia. She has it on the left wing. Top of the key to Rempe. They try to get her a three. She could not get it off. Here's down low to Haberkamp. Shot blocked by Feldman. Gets her on rebound. Shimmies her way through and puts it back up.
Haberkamp stayed with it, got the first shot blocked. She didn't give up, grabbed the defense or the offensive rebound, put it back up in and for two.
Gibbs on the floor with four fouls. She's guarding the ball right now in Dempsey Lafferty. It's an 8-point game, 4:30 to go here in this one. Top of the key, Strecker and Rempe, or we have a timeout. Yes, timeout by Little River prior to that. So 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go. 50-42, Little River. It's a full timeout. We're good on spots from Kurt back in the studio. We'll keep this one here. Buzz, as we're watching this game unfold in front of us, largest lead of the game by Little River, got up to 15. It's been trimmed back down to 8 now with 4.5 to go. The Centralia defense definitely ramped up, but you got two players on the Centralia side right now, guard Hayden Kramer and flex guard forward, whatever you want to call her, do everything Tava gives them for.
Yeah, it's a tough situation right now, but here's what I think is going to happen. Cy Rolfs, you're a little bit of a dilemma right now. If you're Little River, do you try to pull things out? You're not going to run a stall game, but there is no shot clock, so you can work time off the clock. Do you do that, or do you continue to run your offense? The last two possessions, Little River has brought Feldman out high. I'm talking 25 feet away from the basket, and they're running a high pick and roll. They're trying to get Feldman going to the basket, spreading the court out. So it's not a stall offense, but they're trying to create some lanes to cut drive to the basket. If you're Centralia, I would maybe look at double-teaming off that high pick and roll. Go with the trap. You know Feldman's going to go to the basket, bring weak side help, see if he can get a steal.
And we've talked off-air about Centralia offensively, Bob. Just 1-3 in this game. You don't need threes at this point, but you need quick buckets when you get the ball back. Little River trying to trigger it in here out of the timeout. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Tough break. Kept alive, though, as it was deflected by Thompson. Redskins retained possession into the front court. Feldman trying to drive on Becker, going baseline, cut off there nicely. Nice cut by Strecker. Misses the layup, and Haberkamp collects the defensive rebound, but dribbled it out of bounds.
Boy, that's been the tune of this game. They've had lots of opportunities, and it's not like the girls aren't trying hard. Haberkamp had it, tried to clear some space, took one dribble to get away from pressure, lost it out of bounds off her foot.
Redskins basketball underneath the basket. Gets it into Dempsey Lafferty. Now Evie looks top of the key. Strecker coming to get it. Thompson guarding against Look. Now off to Lafferty. Excuse me, Strecker. Guarded by Dempsey. Feldman into the corner. Evie Look. Ball nearly thrown away. Is that going to be off of Little River? It's in the backcourt. Oh, it's deflected. And then a foul here on Milena Becker.
She's out.
That's number four.
Oh, number four.
That's Milena.
But you can see that coming. It was in the backcourt. They set a ball screen for Feldman to dribble around, and Becker wasn't having any of it.
any of it. She ran right through the screen.
13 foul, fourth personal on Milena. Ball will be in the backcourt. 3:55 to go here in this ballgame. 50-42, Little River has not trailed since the first quarter. Strecker in the backcourt with the dribble, slowing things up here. She's being picked up at the timeline by Keelan Rempe. Now crosses the timeline, 3:45 to go. Strecker kicks in the right corner. Now Feldman, top of the key. Erica, corner three on the way. Blocked by Becker. Haverkamp has it. Dozy could not get the pass up to Becker in time. Now Dozy trying to get it to guard, and she does with Rempe. Keelan, right in front of us. Here's Milena Becker, 3:25 to go in this ballgame. Hayden Kramer with four fouls into the game. Throws up a wild shot. Oh, my God! Hayden Kramer! Force the foul. That's only the second field goal in this ballgame. No, first field goal for Hayden Kramer. She took it into contact, got fouled, was falling away, just threw it up. Ball goes in. She's got an opportunity for the three-point play. Foul on Dempsey Lafferty, her third. Coach Thompson saying he's going to want a timeout on a made free throw here by Hayden Kramer. And or was there a clock issue? The officials are going to the scorer's table as we await Hayden Kramer's 2-for-4. Check that, 2-for-5 in the game here tonight.
I don't know what they were looking at. Or Coach Thompson, he had a conversation with the official. Official went to the score table, so maybe they had a different count on fouls. I think Coach Thompson, he's still looking like that should have, he thought it was the fifth foul on whoever that player was.
Free throw on the way by Kramer is good.
Okay, here we go. 5-point game.
3 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Feldman, still in the backcourt, gets off to Dempsey Lafferty. She dribbles across the timeline. Breaking the pressure, Kramer, she cannot foul. She leaves an open lane in the layup made by Dempsey Lafferty.
Yeah, she had to. She didn't want to pick up her fifth foul.
7-point game now, 3:05 to go in this one. Kramer gets a screen from Becker on the right wing, looking to drive baseline. Dumps it off to Becker in the paint. Back out, Kramer, right wing three on the way. Off the iron, no. Rebound ripped down backside by Feldman. Under three to go here in this game now. Strecker blowing things up across the timeline. Dava Gibbs awaits the check back into this game for the Panthers. Strecker to the right wing. Evie Look guarded by Cora Thompson. Drives baseline. Her shot blocked by Keelan Rempe. Outlet opportunity. Here comes Kramer. Panthers down by 7. Bounce pass to Becker. Loose on the deck. Milena. Power dribble. Shot blocked by Feldman. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Redskin basketball. When Kramer got out, it was a 2-on-1 opportunity. Feldman was in the paint. Kramer, I think she thought about going to the rim, but you're taking it into the paint against the 6'2 defender. She tried to bounce back across the lane to Milena Becker, who just bobbled it momentarily, kind of ruined the fast break opportunity. 2:26 to go. 52-45, Little River with the basketball and a 7-point lead. Dempsey Lafferty breaks the timeline in the front court. Milena Becker gets a steal. Panthers force another turnover. Haverkamp over to Keelan Rempe. 2:15 to go. Panthers down by 7. Keelan Rempe into the front court. Here's Haverkamp. Thought about stepping into a straightaway three. Gives it off to Kramer. Hayden in the lane. Throws it off the window. Shot missed. Rebound Feldman for Little River.
Boy, possessions are precious right now. There's 2 minutes left in this ball game. If you're Centralia, you can't have too many more empty opportunities.
They have forced so many turnovers here in the latter part of the third, early part of the fourth, Boz, but just coming up empty on the offensive end. Left wing it goes to Feldman. Top of the key now, Olander. Rice pass gives. Left hand layup. Too strong. Rebound tapped outside. Now it goes to Milena Becker. Here come the Panthers. Still down by 7. And a lot of contact and a travel is going to be called. A lot of contact that forced Milena Becker. She almost did the splits right in front of us, Buzz.
Yeah, it's another just a tough break. It just feels like that's kind of been the story of this game. Centralia's had opportunities. Some different things have happened where we just haven't been able to capitalize on those.
We got a timeout here by Little River. Or are we just having a conversation? Okay, it's a timeout. The official and Coach Cy Rolfe were just trying to figure out, I guess, what he wanted. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep this one here. 52-45, man. Centralia had it within 5 miles with about 3 minutes to go, 3.5.
Uncle Mo was shifting on their side. They get turnovers. They just cannot get these baskets that they so desperately need. Yeah, you almost feel like Centralia just can't get over the hump. They've done some really good things here in the ball game, but really this last half of the fourth quarter, they've had several opportunities to get this game really down to a one-possession game. They had the two-on-one break. That resulted in a turnover out of bounds, and then the steal, Becker had it coming across the timeline. I'm not going to say she was fouled because I just said earlier in the broadcast, nobody ever fouls anymore.
Yes.
There was contact, but Becker slipped, went down on a knee, traveling violation. So two opportunities. Like I just said, you can't have too many empty possessions if you're Centralia.
Lady Panthers will bring out Josie Haverkamp, Corey Thompson, Maya Tanking, Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe defensively here. Strecker into the backcourt with it. 1:38 to go, and Rempe with a quick foul. It's a good foul. Fourth team foul. And just Keelan's first.
Yep. Good opportunity, or good strategy by Coach Thompson. You got some fouls to give. Give that one right here. Maybe she comes up, pokes the ball away. You never know.
It'll be triggered in by Dempsey Lafferty in front of us. Haverkamp guarding the ball here. Stack formation right in front of us on the sideline for Little River. Dempsey to trigger it in. Gets it into Strecker into the backcourt. Rempe went for the steal, came up empty. Quickly up the floor, Olander in the corner, down low. Wide open Feldman, her shot rejected by Haverkamp, but a foul will be called in Josie's third. That'll send Erica Feldman, to the line for two, where she is a perfect buzz, 7 for 7 on the night.
Let's say it again, little broadcaster jinx. She's perfect on the night.
Say it again. She's perfect.
Perfect.
Hasn't missed from the free throw line tonight. 6-1 senior. Eyes it, tries it, and she buys it.
Yep. I think that's probably the last person we want to put on the foul line, but Centralia had no choice. I mean, Feldman under the basket. Josie tried to get a block, and she didn't let her make the basket, which is good.
27 in the game for Erica Feldman. Gibbs back in. Becker back in. 1:30 to go. Second toss from Feldman rattles home. 28 in the game for Erica Feldman. 54-45. Little River with the lead. You want to know what the score was last year? 50-43. Centralia with that win. 1:20 to go. Here's Becker into the lane. Gives it off to Haverkamp. Baseline drive off the side of the backboard. No. Rebound ripped down to Lander. Little River in transition. Strecker right lane line drive. Shot missed, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. And down by nine with 1:10 to go. Centralia, they need a couple of misses here. And they need a quick shot on the offensive end.
Yeah, they need some missed free throws and they need some quick buckets back on their end.
First time tonight for the stripe by 4 senior Adeline Strecker. Makes the first. 3 points in the game for her. You mentioned it, Avery Lafferty. She has not played in this ball game, Boss, since the 6-minute mark of the third quarter when she picked up her fourth foul. Strecker's second free throw is good. The lead is back up to 11. Panthers cut it within five, about 3:30 to go in this game. We got a minute five now. Centralia. Down to Gibbs. Dava, nice back cut by Becker. Layup missed. Rebound, Milena. Her shot again. No, but she's fouled this time and will go to the line to shoot two.
Milena, she's frustrated with herself. She kind of smacked the ground there. She missed the wide open easy layup. Got her own rebound. She stuck with it, but she was frustrated she didn't make that first shot.
58 seconds, all that remains in this semifinal. Becker's first free throw. Money. She's got nine in the game. Kramer will go out. Tanking come in. Strictly defense for offense right now with those two. Kramer with the four personal fouls. Becker's second free throw. Amazing. Amazing from the free throw line. Milena Becker here tonight. 8 for 8. She's got 10 points. She'll come out of the game because she's got four as well. Bringing back in Cora Thompson. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. Down by nine. 58 seconds to go in this ballgame. Into Feldman in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Dempsey Lafferty. Breaks the timeline. Gets past Rempe up the court quickly to Olander. Back cut by Strecker. Layup good.
Great job by Little River beating the pressure. And then timeout by Coach Thompson.
45 seconds left in this game. 58-47. Little River leading by 11. 30-second break. We'll keep this one here. Reminding you that the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show will be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll summarize tonight's contest between Little River and Centralia. Preview tomorrow's matchup for the Centralia Panthers, depending upon who they're playing, either Pretty Prairie or Wabunsee. Will that be in the third-place game or the title tilt?
45 seconds to determine that one. It's an 11-point lead for Little River, though. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile. Vaz, Centralia, in this ballgame, how many times have you said just not going their way?
It's just, I would say, a dozen times Centralia has done exactly what they needed to. They got a steal, they started to gain some momentum, and then it just kind of, something happened, just slammed on the brakes. We turned it over a couple times, just wasn't able to take advantage of those. Slipped on the floor, just little things that you don't expect to happen has happened. 40 seconds to go. Centralia into the front quarters. Hayward Camp, straight away three on the way. Josie off the back heel, no. Fight for the rebound, and stepping on the sideline, getting the rebound there with Dempsey Lafferty, so it'll be Centralia basketball. Sideline out of bounds, Boz. Slob play coming up. Centralia this season on slob play scores 52% of the time. They got some good sets. 34 seconds to go. 58-47, Little River. Becker trying to trigger it in. Throws it off of Feldman's leg and goes out of bounds. Now it'll go from a slob, Boz, to a blob.
That's right.
And this is actually a little better. Maybe you can get something going right at the rim. Get it inside the Becker or Haverkamp.
Red beat a trigger. Lobs it in at Gibbs. Tava, top of the key. Haverkamp. Check that now. Kramer, step back three off the back heel. No. Rebound Becker. 25 seconds to go. Milena needs help. They need to score quickly here. Here's Gibbs. Driving left lane line. Throws up a wild shot. Foul will be called on Dempsey Lafferty. That's four on her.
Boy, that's, I mean, Centralia could potentially get some points out of this with Gibbs going to the foul line, but that possession took about 18 seconds off the clock.
About 15 seconds too long.
Yeah.
21 and a half to go in this ball game. Tava Gibbs to the line to shoot two. She looks banged up, my friend.
I think Tava Gibbs, the way she plays, I'd be curious to know what her ritual is when she gets home. A lot of ice pack,
yeah.
A lot of ibuprofen probably.
Misses the first free throw. One timeout remaining for Coach Dusty Thompson and the Panthers.
You call a timeout after a made free throw here?
Yes.
Sending two subs to the scorer's table and Thompson and tanking.
Second free throw off the back iron, no. Fight for the rebound and nearly a travel ball, still free. Picked up in the backcourt here by Rally, and then a foul called here on Josie Haverkamp. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to send Salen Rally to the line to shoot two with just 16 seconds to go, Boz. At this point, the only thing that's not decided, I think, in this ball game is the final score.
Yeah, it's tough right now for Centralia. You kind of see the writing on the wall, down 11 with 16 seconds left. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this was a really, really good basketball game. Centralia just had too many times where they could not convert on miscues from Little River.
And they actually changed that call, Boss. That was on Hayden Kramer, her fifth. So she fouls out with just 5 points in this ball game. Free throw rattles out for Rally. So Kramer's night is done with 16 seconds to go. Substitution, Lucy Wright, a 5'9 senior for Little River. Second free throw pending here for Salen Rally. It's good. Seven in the game for her. She comes out of the game as Evie Look comes back in. The Panthers have Milena Becker, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs, and Cora Thompson on the floor. 14 seconds to go here in this final quarter. Gibbs, left wing, Becker, head fakes on a three. 8 seconds to go in the game. Elevates inside the lane. Shot missed. Rebound Feldman, and that will do it. Little River, they avenge the defeat from a season ago in the state title game. They knock off the Panthers of Centralia tonight. Little River, 59. Centralia, 47. We got our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills.
At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, Jake and Bob's with you. Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studios. Heartbreaker here for the Centralia girls here today. They fall to Little River 59-47, your final score here tonight. And a game that highly anticipated for 365 days. These teams have faced off against each other now three straight years in the state tournament. 2 years ago, semifinal loss for Centralia. A season ago, state championship win for Centralia. And then today, semifinal loss for the Panthers. A game where this Little River team came out. We knew we were going to hear the name of Erica Feldman quite often. And she definitely showed up and showed out. But Josie Haberkamp for the Lady Panthers for Centralia, she did just the same for the Panthers. We'll dive into our differences of this game, really what separated the two here in this ball game, but a 12-point defeat for the Centralia Panthers. They will play tomorrow at 2:30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network. That will be against the loser of Pretty Prairie and Wabunsee. That game about to tip off here in Dodge City in about 30 minutes from now. We always start with the visitors on the scoreboard. That was the Centralia Panthers. And how about the game from Josie Haberkamp, the 6-foot junior for the Panthers? 25 points in this ball game. He really put the team on her back early and continued that throughout this contest. A team that scores 57 points a game. They fall tonight scoring just 47, but again, 25 coming from Josie Haberkamp. She had 11 rebounds to pair that up as well. Hit the only three of the game for Centralia. She went to the free throw line 10 times, making six. The scoring then goes down to Milena Becker. Becker coming into this one averaging just 8 a game, but has really been playing like her hair's on fire the last 4 games, scoring 10 tonight, a perfect 8-for-8 from the charity stripe for the Panthers. Then the scoring drops down to 5 points for Hayden Kramer, 4 for Tava Gibbs, 2 for Cora Thompson, and just 1 free throw for Keelan Rempe for Centralia as they scored just 47, fall by 12 here to Little River. We mentioned Feldman's name, Erica Feldman, 28 in the game to lead all scorers in this contest, 13 of those in the second half. She
finished the night 9 for 9 from the free throw line, and she hit 3 triples in this game as well. No other double-digit scorer for Little River, but balance across the board. 7 from Salen Rowley, 7 from Avery Lafferty, 6 for Adeline Strecker, 6 for Havana Olander, 3 points for Dempsey Lafferty, and 2 for Evie Look for the Redskins, as Little River will play for a championship tomorrow at 6:30 against the winner of Wabunsee and Pretty Prairie, looking for their first state title. This will be their third straight state championship game appearance for Little River, 0-2 in the previous two, Buzz.
This is a tough game. It's obviously hard. We've got to know the Centralia team and their players, and it's hard to see. I think Centralia's going to look back at this and feel like they didn't play their best game. Semifinal game, chance to go to the championship, and you want to be firing on all cylinders. Not that they didn't play hard. They did everything they could. It was a really good ball game, but I just feel like Centralia wasn't their best game offensively. And it's hard to play really good offensively when you've got Lafferty in the post and Erica Feldman in the post. It just changes dynamics a little bit. But when you look down the scoring for Centralia, some of your folks that typically score a ton.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Hayden Kramer, no fault to her. She just had a rough night. I mean, averages 11. She had 5 tonight. Cora Thompson doesn't score a ton. She had 2. David Gibbs, another one that typically is going to get you some double-digit scoring. She had a rough night. So offensively, things were just not going their way. And here's what's crazy about this. As rough of a night offensively as it was for Centralia, they were in this game down 5 with about 3 minutes to go. They just scratched and clawed their way back into it, and they were right where they wanted to be,
yeah.
Even not playing great on the offensive side of things. Little River ended up with 15 points from beyond the arc. Centralia just 3.
What's the difference of those two?
They only made 1 3.
What's 15 minus 3?
12.
Final score, 59-47.
Yeah. That's just shooting the ball. So here's the other thing. Second half, again, I go back to they stayed in the game. They had a chance late. Centralia shot 22% from the field in the second half.
Yeah.
And still had an opportunity with 3 minutes left.
Right.
They did what they needed to. They got to the foul line. They made some free throws. They kept them in it. But I really feel like the key in this game, I would, if you summarized in a couple words, it was missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Just had, they needed steals. They got them. They forced turnovers, they got those, but then we just couldn't convert on the other end. And sometimes ball just doesn't bounce your way.
Definitely not, and it makes it tough as well. You know, Centralia plays tomorrow now at 2:30, third place game. Listen, this is the same situation Centralia was in 2024. They lost to Little River in the semis. They turn around, they win that third place game, bring a trophy home. It's tough, though, for these girls. You saw Josie as soon as the game was over, emotions flooding her.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to go back to that state title game. How do you rebound, get the group collected here if you're Coach Thompson, get these girls ready because they've got another game, try to play for third, not a championship, in less than 24 hours.
Well, if you're Coach Thompson, I don't know, I can't speak for him. I've been in this position where you have to just convey to the girls that, hey, we're still playing for a third place game.
Yeah.
The third best team in our classification in the entire state. We win that game, we're bringing home some hardware, and that means something.
Yeah.
But it is super hard. I remember my daughter in this situation, they lose a close semifinal game, and the first thing she said to me when I saw her after the game was, I don't want to play tomorrow. And I about smacked her. I was like, no, what do you mean you don't want to play? You're still playing for third place. That's okay. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
So you just got to try to keep the girls in the right mindset. Like, listen, it's not what we came here to do, but we're still playing for third, and that's a big deal.
Final statistics here tonight. We just broke them all down for you. Final thing we've got to do before we send it off into the evening is the Farmer State Bank Player to Bank On, presented by the Farmer State Bank, locations in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega. Bankwithfarmers.com. Modern banking with timeless values. That's the Farmer State Bank in Westmoreland, Onega, and Manhattan. Boz, who are you going with tonight?
No question about it. Josie Haverkamp.
Yeah.
She was kind of a force out there. Like, she took her game to another level offensively. She was 6 for 10 from the foul line, 8 of 14 from the field, even dropped the only 3 of the ball game for Centralia. Finishes with 25 points and 11 boards. She had a monster game tonight.
programming note for all of you listeners here on 92.1 KMZA. With the Axtell boys playing in the 1A Division II boys state championship game tomorrow at 2:30. Now the Centralia girls playing for third here in Dodge City, also at 2:30. Because of proximity from station and town, we will be carrying the Centralia Lady Panthers third place game tomorrow on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. It'll be Axtell boys here on 92.1 tomorrow at 2:30. On 103.9 FM, it'll be the Centralia girls playing for third. You can always go to msdsports.net, check out our social medias. We always keep you up to date with that as well. That is your number one source for local sports information here as your local sports authority. Boz, any final thoughts before we sign off for the final time here tonight? Centralia falls by 12, but a lot to still play for tomorrow against either Pretty Prairie or Waubunsee.
Absolutely. I'm excited. We get to broadcast Centralia girls playing another game tomorrow. They're going to go win a third-place trophy, and they're going to be excited when that happens. They're going to get pictures and hoist a trophy, and that's cool. So I'm excited about it.
It's okay to let it hurt for a little bit.
Exactly.
But it's ready to get bounced back tomorrow as they take this floor again. We'll be on the air tomorrow about 2:15 on 103.9 KNZA for our pregame. As once again, it'll be Centralia versus Pretty Prairie or Waubunsee for the third place game out here in Dodge City tomorrow for Class 1A Division 1. That'll do it for us out here in Dodge. For Kurt Kilman back in the studio, my partner Boz, this is Jake. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Are you okay with jumping on? Okay, Kurt? Sorry about that. We were wrapping up, but Coach Thompson, always a pleasure to have him jump on with us. He just walked over to us. We'll get a few thoughts from him here real quickly before we wrap up here from Dodge City. Coach, a tough one out there here tonight, 59-47, the final. What was that locker room like getting those girls ready? Hey, we got a third-place game tomorrow.
Oh, you know, it's tough. Yeah. That's not where you want to be, but. You know, I told the girls, I said, you know, you've got two options. You can come out here and just go, we didn't get first place, so there's no point in being here, and just step on the floor and take fourth place medal and we can go home, or you can do what you've done all year and show up and bust your butt. And I think I know what the answer is, but ultimately it comes up to what you guys want to do. So,
yeah. This is a ball game. I felt like the ebb and flow was just there. I mean, if you ever seen a roller coaster style of game for teams that, you know, turn the basketball over in bunches. You forced a lot of turnovers in that second half, especially the fourth quarter. But things just weren't going on the offensive end, slipping and falling. Just elements you don't plan for seem to be happening here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we got in foul trouble a little bit there and had to play some girls longer in some positions that are not necessarily in and trying to do a little more than they needed to. And it's high school basketball, trying to get kids to understand that you're in a 10-point game. It's a defensive stop and a offensive possession, and that possession matters. I know you're trying to make a play, but if you do more than you need to, and sometimes it hurts, and you know. But I told the girls, I said, you can walk out of here and I'm happy tonight, but don't let anybody question your effort, because I think they got it back to five there in the fourth quarter, and you know. So I love the way they play, and I love this group. So let's talk just real quick about. I know it's team game, but talk a little bit about Josie Haverkamp. She was kind of a beast in the paint against some big players from Little River. Tell me about kind of her mindset, what she was able to do today. Yeah, and she did. You know, she felt like, you know, watching her, you could tell she knew she needed to do more, and she tried to do more, and at times it looked really, really good, and at times, you know, I thought she got a little more, a little faster than she needed to. What she was doing was working, and she was just in a hurry to make that next play, and, you know, but again, you know, you're back to, I love the effort. You can't question what they do while they're on the floor. It's just how we execute sometimes. You know, and I told them, games like this, you know, it's a big, little things are a big deal. You know, I said, like, it's things like that ball bounces off Corey's head and it bounces the wrong way.
Right.
She don't find it. Josie gets a long rebound down here and her toe's out of bounds. And, you know, I said, last year, those are the plays in games like that that went our way, and this year they went their way, and that just is what it is. So
that's what Boz referenced in our post game, just about how the ball didn't bounce Centralia's way here tonight. And, again, the ability to wake up tomorrow, it's a new day, and play one more basketball game, you know, got seniors on this roster, Cora Thompson, Claire Heinen, Tyra Nehus, that want to go out, you know, with a third-place trophy. And so that's something that you can still hang your head about. And, again, 2 years ago, you guys did exactly that.
Yeah, you know, and we did. And that's what we're talking about in the locker room. You know, how do you want to send the seniors off? How do you want how do you want to go into next year? You know, you want to go in going, well, it just is what it is, or you want to go in on a high note? And like you said, I think this group, you know, I told them in there, I said, it's your choice, but ultimately I think the minute you put your shoes on tomorrow, you step on the floor, I think I know what the answer is because you just don't know how to play any other way.
Yeah, I've only seen you guys a handful of times, but just from what I've seen, I don't think there's any question. They're going to come out here tomorrow swinging. They're going to come out and get a third-place trophy for sure.
Yeah, and that's, I said, you know, that, for me as a coach, that's the hard part. When you watch that effort all night long and continually and things, you get one thing going your way and then something doesn't and you're just building on it and all of a sudden it's that one little thing that just didn't, you know, and I said, that's from the locker room. I'd like to pretend I'm a tough guy, but when you bust your butt like that and things just don't work out, it's tough.
That's one thing we were watching. You know, we needed a stop, got a steal. Needed a turnover and throw it out of bounds. I mean, the opportunities were there, and you feel bad. Like, I'm sitting here just like, oh, it's right there. You know, they did everything right except for down to making a basket, and that's just all it boiled down to.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Little River. You know, like I said, they shot the ball well, and I, you know, when you shoot like they do at times, I told the girls at halftime, I'm like, sometimes you just got to understand that you do what you do, and they'll either cool off, and you'll get back in a ball game, and you know, like we kind of did there for a little bit, or they don't, and sometimes you just sit back and enjoy the show, because when good teams shoot like that, and they don't take anything off of it, there's not much you can do anyway.
Yeah. Here's something I was going to say, too. Talk to your team's effort, the grit. So get this. I don't know if you've looked at final stats. You guys were down 5 with about 3 minutes to go. You guys shot 22% from the field in the second half. If that doesn't kind of define grit, you're not shooting the ball well, but you're able to fight your way back in and stay right there with the chance to win. I mean, that to me is everything.
Yeah, it is. You know, and you, like you said, you get a team like Little River. They're so long and so tall, and you're out here trying to press and do all those things. And Feldman, you know, you get a good trap on her, and she's 6'2", and she's looking over the top of both the girls on her. You know, and all season long, that's a great trap. But we get steals, and you know, so like you said, you know, the effort is awesome. And even when they shoot the ball back, you know, we talk about all the time that the offense will come and go. You know, what you do with defense into the floor is 100% based off of effort. Nobody controls that other than you.
Right. And final thing, Coach, we'll let you get, and we appreciate you coming over and joining us. But I was worried because in the post game when I saw the final stats with 3-point line, I was worried you're not going to let Boz back in the gym tomorrow. Going 1-for-10, I mean, you know, you made the comment to me that team struggled after Boz came to the gym and missed some threes. So.
Yeah, and I thought maybe we kind of got back on track there at Clyde. And not so much today, but no, and some of them were four shots, you know, when we got behind and stuff, and they weren't the shot we necessarily wanted, but
a couple spun out. I mean, again, they were good shots. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
But we definitely know that Boz is welcome in the Centralia faithful area.
Yeah, we'll take him. He can come in, he can watch, he can talk, he can do whatever he wants to, just don't stand outside the 3-point line with basketball.
I won't do that again. Coach, appreciate you coming over. Really, really
good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate coming out.
Good luck tomorrow. We will get an interview with you, talk with you tomorrow morning, but get some rest and enjoy this time with the girls.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. That will do it for us again. Give you a quick update on the broadcast schedule tomorrow. St. Mary's boys fell to Sterling here today in the semifinal. They will be taking a third-place game. That will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on 96.9 The Pulse. Centralia, this Panther team will play at 2:30 on KNZA 103.9, right here on 92.1 FM. It will be the Axtell Eagle boys going for back-to-back state titles. They play Twin Valley League rival Hanover. Take 3 this season. They have split the 2 games this year. Crittenden Prophet will have that call right here on 92.1 KMZA. Silver Lake will be playing at 4:30 tomorrow for the championship in Class 3A. That will be on 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gerster on the call for that one. And then Atchison will be playing. They're about to get underway here tonight in 4A. They will either play at 11 a.m. or 6:30 tomorrow night on 93.7 FM. Again, for Kirk Kilman in the studio, my partner Boss, this is Jake. One final time from Dodge City. Little River upends Centralia here tonight, 59-47. The Panthers play for third tomorrow on 103.9 KNZA. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You've been listening to the Giant Communications, JPN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.